Chapter 12. Learn to ask more questions. Growth is stimulated by asking why. I believe curiosity is the key to being a lifelong learner, and if you want to keep growing and developing, you must keep on learning. Curious people possess a thirst for knowledge. They are interested in life, people, ideas, experiences, and events, and they live in a constant state of wanting to learn more. They continually ask why. Curiosity is the primary catalyst for self-motivated learning. People who remain curious don't need to be encouraged to ask questions or explore. They just do it all the time. And they keep doing it. They know that the trail to discovery is just as exciting as the discoveries themselves, because there are wonderful things to be learned along the way. How to cultivate curiosity? I often wonder why more people aren't curious. So many people seem to be indifferent. Why don't they ask why? Are some people simply born without the desire to learn? Are some people just mentally lazy? Or does life become so routine for some people that they don't mind living in a rut, doing the same thing day in and day out? Can such people wake up their minds and become more curious so growth becomes more natural to them? I believe so, which is why I recommend the following 10 suggestions for cultivating curiosity. 1. Believe you can be curious. Many people fill their minds with limiting beliefs. Their lack of personal confidence or self-esteem causes them to create barriers for themselves and put limitations on how and what they think. The result? They fail to reach their potential, not because they lack capacity, but because they are unwilling to expand their beliefs and break new ground. We cannot perform outwardly in a way that is inconsistent with how we think inwardly. You cannot be what you believe you aren't. But here's the good news. You can change your thinking and, as a result, your life. Give yourself permission to be curious. The single greatest difference between curious, growing people and those who aren't is the belief that they can learn, grow, and change. As I explained in the chapter on becoming an intentional learner, you must go after growth. Knowledge, understanding, and wisdom will not seek you out. You must go out and acquire it. The best way to do that is to remain curious. 2. Have a beginner's mindset. The way you approach life and learning has nothing to do with your age. It has everything to do with your attitude. Having a beginner's mindset means wondering why and asking a lot of questions until you get answers. It also means being open and vulnerable. If your attitude is like that of a beginner, you have no image to uphold, and your desire to learn more is stronger than the desire to look good. You aren't as influenced by preset rules or so-called acceptable thinking. People with a beginner's mindset approach life the way that a child does, with curiosity. The direct opposite of people who have a beginner's mindset are the know-it-alls. They see themselves as experts. They have a lot of knowledge, education, and experience, so instead of asking why and starting to listen, they start talking and give answers. Anytime a person is answering more than asking, you can be sure they've slowed down in their growth and have lost the fire for personal growth. 3. Make why your favorite word. Albert Einstein said, "The important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. One cannot help but be in awe when he contemplates the mysteries of eternity, of life, of the marvelous structure of reality. It is enough if one tries merely to comprehend a little of this mystery every day. Never lose a holy curiosity. The secret to maintaining that holy curiosity is to always keep asking why." Most of the time, focused questions begin with the word why. That word can really help you clarify an issue. And it's important how you ask the question. People with a victim's mindset ask, "Why me?" Not because they want to know, but because they feel sorry for themselves. Curious people ask the question to find solutions so they can keep moving forward and making progress. Ask why. Explore. Evaluate what you discover. Repeat. That's a pretty good formula for growth. Never forget, anyone who knows all the answers is not asking the right questions. 4. Spend time with other curious people. When you think of curiosity, growth, and learning, do you think of formal education? I think in the early grades, curiosity is encouraged, but after that, it is not. Most formal education steers people toward answers rather than questions. If you went to college, how many times did you hear a professor ask students to hold their questions until later so he could get through his notes or complete the syllabus? The emphasis is often on information over inquiry. Do you find an attitude of openness and inquiry in the corporate world instead? Usually not. Most corporations don't try to stimulate curiosity either. So what must you do to cultivate curiosity and stimulate growth? You must seek out other curious people. Curiosity is contagious. I know of few better ways of cultivating and sustaining curiosity than being around others who possess great curiosity. 5. Learn something new every day. One of the best ways to remain curious is to begin each day with a determination to learn something new, experience something different, or meet someone you don't already know. Doing this requires 3 things. First, you must wake up with an attitude of openness to something new. You must see the day as having multiple opportunities to learn.